He's half man, half woman.
It's Gary.
I wanna hip you to the teeth.
It's Gary, baby.
All right, Ricky, it's about the morning, so bottom of the hour. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, America. Good morning to you. It's Monday, and here's what's happening in Celebrity News, y'all. Baby, they say she's thinking like a man, honey, and she didn't even see the movie yet, probably. Tyra Banks, honey, is being reported, y'all, that Tyra Banks fired everybody off of her America's Next Top Model show, which includes Miss J, Jay Alexander, and Jay Manuel, and Nigel Barker. They're saying, honey, that she said that the show is going in a different direction, and, you know, everybody had to go. Evident, we love this show. Why would she fire the whole cast and crew? I mean, I'm not understanding, you know, but they're saying that she's going to do something new with the social media or whatever, but it's not going to be the same. Without Miss J, baby, how are those girls going to learn how to walk?
So the show is still going to happen, but
yeah,
she just let them go, huh? Yep. That's interesting.
Wait a minute, Miss J gone?
She's gone, honey, baby. This girl done fired everybody, honey. But a lot of people say Tyra has a big ego. She's a very, very much so egotistical person. They say, because if you remember back when the show first started with Miss Janice Dixon, how she fired Janice Dixon. Miss Janet Dixon said, girl, this girl is a hard cookie to work with, child. So, but I don't know. But I haven't been watching that much of this season because it's been over the, in Britain somewhere, child. So
yeah, it's kind of escaped me this time.
Yes, and they come and go so quickly, child. But let's keep Tyra, honey, lifted up in our prayers and all that.
That's
other
wrong.
Stuff. Yeah, it's sad. And other celebrity news, speaking of lifting in prayer, y'all, let's keep Fantasia lifted, y'all. It's being reported, y'all, that Fantasia is apologizing to R. Kelly. Now, remember earlier this month, I've been reporting.
When they had a class. So what happened?
Anyway, honey, she said that she didn't realize, y'all, that R. Kelly was rushed to the hospital when she came out on stage talking about R. Kelly was wrong for doing a quick song on, you know, when they were doing that little tour together. She said she didn't realize that there was so much going on backstage and what have you. So she said that's why she said what she did. But she apologized on Twitter to R. Kelly, apologizing that, you know, she was sorry for the words that she said, and she take those words back, y'all. So
I was reading something too about y'all gonna think I'm being funny. They said
I just thank God this shit, because I thought it was something about a class they had.
No, they said something about she went to sing karaoke and got stuck on one of the songs up on the screen. I'm serious, I read that somewhere.
Y'all ain't gonna get on Fantasia. Fantasia is my dear friend.
We love Fantasia. Hey, Fantasia.
Hey, Gary.
I love her.
So real talk. That dude that she had that baby by, did he really go back to his wife? Is that real talk?
Yeah, they say he and his wife Paula were getting back together again. And she did talk about Xavier Dallas. That's her little boy's name. But they saying that he went back to his wife Paula and what have you. You know, but you know, that's what men do, child, honey. And Fantasia should have known better than that, child. And that's one of the oldest tricks in the book, honey, having a baby for a doggone man. In particular, a married man, because then your child gonna wind up being a bad. And that's not a good look.
So, Gary, So Fantasia baby wouldn't be his wife's stepson?
Huh?
How does that work?
His wife's stepson. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It could be, though, in to an extent, though, child. But
should they get him something for Christmas?
I wish you the hell I would give. Well, it's not the child, but no. Moving on, child. Another celebrity news, y'all. Let's pray for Montel Jordan. Y'all know Montel Jordan found the Lord, but they're saying, y'all, that Uncle Sam needs his money, child. He only owes...
Say it again, Gary.
He found the Lord, but he need to pay Uncle Sam first, though, child. He only owes $627,987.06 in back taxes from 1999 to 2001, y'all. They're saying, y'all, he said that he paid his bills. So they said, well, honey, you need to talk to Jackson Hewitt, the tax company, because they're using your doggone song. This is how we do it. We need our money, man.
That ain't right.
The Kelowna Day, y'all, is hippie evolution. On the high end, you say hippie evolution, and on the low end, you say beautiful chartreuse. That's a beautiful green. That's the Kelowna for today.
That is so messy. Y'all give it up for Gary with the team.